Studio Classroom is here for you. It helps you in all you do. It helps you know what you do. So tune in and now enjoy the fun.
Hello everyone, my name is Garrett, and today is a great day to learn something new.
So let's do that together, friends. My name is Anne-Marie.
And friends, welcome back to Studio Classroom. It's the second day of our stormy science lesson.
That's right, we are talking all about tropical cyclones, and we learned a lot in yesterday's lesson about what these storms are called and how they're categorized.
That's right, we'll learn more about them today. So friends, buckle up. Let's jump into our first reading.
Tropical cyclones. Because they need water to form, tropical cyclones tend to intensify when they are over water and lose power over land. Without any water evaporating and warming the air, the winds die down and the storm eventually fades away.
Friends, welcome to Language Lab. I'm Jack. 首先来看 intensify 这个动词，意思是强化或是增强。譬如 ，We chose to keep silent so as not to intensify the problem. 我们选择保持沉默，以免使问题加剧。它的名词形式是 intensity， 意思是强度或是强烈程度。譬如 ，The earthquake's intensity was great enough to topple our bookcases.这场地震的强度很大，甚至把我们的书柜震倒了。另一个相关的形容词是 intensive， 意思是密集的或是集中的。譬如 ，Helen chose the intensive CPR course, thinking it would prepare her better for potential emergencies. Helen 选择了密集的心肺复苏术课程，她认为这样能让她更好地应对可能发生的紧急状况。
All right, friends, we have more to learn about tropical cyclones, hurricanes, typhoons, whatever you call them, they sure are interesting.
They certainly are. Let's learn more about them together, friends. We read here, because they need water to form, tropical cyclones tend to intensify when they are over water and lose power over land.There are some great terms we can take a look at together here, friends. First, let's look at that word, form.
All right. If something is forming, it's coming together, or it's starting.
Like clouds that form in the sky. Here we're talking about the way tropical cyclones form.
Absolutely. It also makes me think of something like a musical band when they first come together to form that band.
Ah, that's another good example. We see something else here that we can talk about, friends. It's to tend to something. This means to usually do something or something happens often.
Here's another example sentence. Storms often tend to occur in summer. That's definitely true of these kinds of storms.And you know what? I think what we read here is something we've both experienced, Anne-Marie. We often have typhoons where we live. I love to follow where they are on a map. If they go over land, they get weaker.
That is totally true. Sometimes they cross over the entire island, and by the time they get to the other side, they're just a tropical depression, or maybe even less than that.
Or maybe just a little wind.Well, we continue on here. They tend to intensify when they're over water. They lose power over land. Without any water evaporating and warming the air, the winds die down and the storm eventually fades away.
We see the word evaporating here, friends, and we talked about it yesterday. Do you remember? Let's review it right now again. Evaporating means changing from a liquid to a vapor.
Yes, or a gas. We use this most often when we're talking about water. Here's another example. The puddle is evaporating quickly in the hot summer sun.
So we see here, without any water evaporating and warming the air, the winds die down. Die down is something we can talk about. This means to become quieter or weaker.
For example, the winds will die down soon. Now, this doesn't mean that anything is actually dying.
No, you could use it for something like excitement. You could say, because the people were waiting for so long, their excitement really died down.
Absolutely. So the winds eventually of these storms do die down. They don't go on forever. That's especially if they go over land.
Yeah, and this makes sense. We all know that storms don't last for forever. They all die down eventually and fade away.
All right. We are not fading away just yet, friends. We have more to learn. Let's go on to our next reading.
Tropical cyclones. Other factors besides wind speed affect how much damage tropical cyclones cause. Like all storms, tropical cyclones move, but their forward speed is not determined by the wind speed within the storm itself. Slow-moving tropical cyclones tend to cause more damage than fast-moving ones because this increases the duration of the storm in each location. Another factor is the path a tropical cyclone takes. People in regions where tropical cyclones occur regularly know how to prepare for them. However, when one strikes an area where such storms are rare or even unheard of, the devastation is often far greater because people are unprepared.
The duration of the concert, including a short intermission, was 3 hours. 这场音乐会的时长是三小时时间，包括短暂的中场休息。与 duration 在语义上相关的动词是 endure, 意思是忍耐或是持久。譬如 ,Poppy had to endure a lot of pain after the surgery. Poppy 在手术后得忍耐巨大的疼痛。与 duration 有相同字根的形容词是Durable 是指物品是耐用的或是持久的。譬如 ,Justin proved his water bottle was durable by dropping it many times without it leaking. Justin 多次摔落水瓶，水瓶都没有漏水，证明了他的水瓶很耐用。
Well, friends, it's been interesting learning about what these tropical cyclones are and how they form and develop.But now, it's time for us to talk about how they affect people.
Yeah, and the way they affect people is often by the amount of damage that they do. Let's learn about that together. Other factors besides wind speed affect how much damage tropical cyclones cause. Like all storms, tropical cyclones move, but their forward speed is not determined by the wind speed within the storm itself. You know, if I'm remembering correctly, it seems like the typhoons that do the most damage are the typhoons that move the slowest.
Yes, I think we'll talk about that in a moment. And you need to think about it in this way. These storms kind of move in a circle. So they might be moving really fast in that circle without the whole thing moving to another place.
Yeah, there's a lot of different types of movement going on here. We see something here that we need to talk about, and it's determined by. This means decided or controlled by something.
All right, well, the path is determined by the wind. That might be how you describe something like a storm. Or you might say what we're learning in class today is determined by our teacher.
That's right. Well, we see here what we were talking about just a moment ago. Slow-moving tropical cyclones tend to cause more damage than fast-moving ones. Here's the reason. Because this increases the duration of the storm in each location. So that storm is literally sitting in the same spot for a longer amount of time. That means it's able to cause more damage.
Yeah, and that's especially if it stays in the same spot over the ocean. Remember, it's pulling up water into it, and there's a cycle happening. If it stops for a while over land, it's just going to get weaker.
That makes a lot of sense. We see something else in the next sentence that we need to talk about, friends. It's this word path. When we use the word path, we're talking about the route or way that something moves.
Here's another example sentence. We chose to take the northern path on our hike. Now, in this case, a path might be a prepared road for you to go hiking on. The path of a tropical cyclone is just the way it ends up going.
Exactly. Let's see how it's used in our article. Another factor is the path a tropical cyclone takes. People in regions where tropical cyclones occur regularly know how to prepare for them.
Okay, so if you know how to prepare for a cyclone, you hear that one is coming on the news, you'll know where to go, what things to have ready. In other places, though, the people and maybe even the buildings are not ready.
That's what we're learning about here. And we see that our article says, however, when one strikes an area where such storms are rare or even unheard of, the devastation is often far greater because people are unprepared.
Let's talk about a few things here. First of all, something that is unheard of. This describes something that is very unusual or has never happened before. You can see it in those words. It's something people haven't heard of.
Let's use that in a sentence. A snowstorm here is unheard of. It's too warm to have snow here. Here's our next term we need to take a look at, friends. It's devastation. Devastation is great destruction or damage.
For example, a flood might leave a lot of devastation behind. Tropical cyclones can too, especially for people who are unprepared.
Unprepared, friends, means that you aren't ready for something. You see that word prepared there? That is if you are getting ready or you know what to expect.
Sometimes you might feel unprepared for a test if the teacher didn't tell you beforehand. You're unprepared and just try your best.
Yeah, well, let's talk about this last sentence now that we know what all of these words mean. The idea here is that when a cyclone strikes an area that doesn't usually have them, the people don't know what to do. They might not have the things that they need, and they might not even know that you shouldn't go outside during one of these storms.
Right. Now, I know a few years ago, there was a really big one of these, a hurricane, up in the northeastern U.S., around like New York. People were not prepared for it, and there was a lot of devastation.
Yeah, and oftentimes these storms aren't even as strong as they could be, or as strong as they are in other parts of the world, but just because the buildings and the people aren't ready, that's when the damage actually happens.
All right, friends, we are going to talk about this a little bit more, but first, let's go take a deep dive.
Deep dive!
Hi, friends. Let's take a deep dive into the English language together. What are we looking for today? The gentle phrase, fade away. I remember being a kid at a summer campfire as the sun set. The flames started bright, crackling with energy. Hours later, the logs of the fire turned to soft orange glows and then tiny sparks. And then finally, poof, they faded away into darkness, leaving only warm ashes and memories. That slow, quiet, disappearing act, that's fade away. Capturing something drifting out of sight or existence softly and naturally. Fade away means to gradually become weaker, quieter, less noticeable, or completely gone, like sound, color, light, feelings, or even people in our lives. It's peaceful, not sudden or dramatic. For example, the music from the parade faded away as the band marched farther down the street. Or how about, old friendships can sometimes fade away if you don't stay in touch. Here are three similar phrases. Fade out is often used for sound or film scenes that slowly disappear. For example, the movie ended with the song fading out as the credits rolled. Die away describes sounds or feelings that grow quieter until they're gone. For example, the echo of the thunder died away, leaving only gentle rain. Wear off means the effect of something like excitement, medicine, or paint slowly disappears. For example, after a few hours, the glow-in-the-dark stars on my ceiling wore off and stopped shining. I once had a favorite t-shirt that was bright blue. After hundreds of washes, the color faded away until it was barely there. Sad, but it still felt cozy. These phrases remind us that some things slip away gently, leaving space for something new to appear. Thanks for diving deep with me. Stay afloat. Until next time.
Tropical cyclones. Scientists have been researching how climate change may be affecting tropical cyclones. There has been little to no increase in their total number in recent years. So it seems as if climate change is not affecting the number that form. However, many experts are concerned that the tropical cyclones that do form will become more formidable as the climate changes.
Formidable 这个形容词，也就是令人敬畏的或是艰难的。 譬如, the mountain range presented a formidable challenge for the hikers. 这座山脉对登山客来说是个严峻的挑战。与 formidable 相关的名词形式是 formidability, 意思是强大或是难对付。譬如, the formidability of the puzzle made it incredibly satisfying to solve. 这对难度极高的谜题让解开它时非常有成就感。它的副词形式是 formidably, 意思是令人敬畏的或是非常的。譬如, the new software features a formidably advanced algorithm. 这款新软体采用了强大而先进的演算法。And that concludes today's Language Lab. I'll see you next time.
Now, friends, it's time to talk about the future. What's the future for tropical cyclones? I sure hear about them a lot in the news these days. Are we going to have more and more of these?
Well, let's find out here in this last section, friends. We read, scientists have been researching how climate change may be affecting tropical cyclones. So scientists are researching. They are looking for information carefully.
Yes. You might know someone who likes to research old maps in search of treasure.
What have scientists found about cyclones? We see in the next sentence, there has been little to no increase in their total number in recent years. Let's pause there for just a moment and talk about something we see here.
Yeah, that phrase little to no, it's a common phrase that's kind of describing a range from little to none at all. So this describes none of something or just very little.
Let's use that in a sentence. My weather app says there will be little to no rain today.
All right, and this sentence might be surprising to some people. The news has talked about these storms so much in recent years, but actually there aren't any more of them.
Yeah, it could be that we're just better connected now. We can see news from all around the world on the internet, so we might just be more aware of things that are happening.
Well, we continue. It seems as if climate change is not affecting the number that form.
However, many experts are concerned that the tropical cyclones that do form will become more formidable as the climate changes.
They are concerned. If you're concerned about something, then you're worried about it.
Let's use concerned in a sentence. Parents are concerned about their children's safety.
Well, I understand why they might be concerned. We're talking about climate change, which in some areas means warmer temperatures. We already learned that that is key to the formation or forming of these cyclones.
Logically, it would seem that there would be more cyclones forming if the world was warming up. But it seems so far that's not the case, which is good news. Unfortunately, the storms that are forming will probably start to get stronger.
Right, which could mean more damage to buildings or even a loss of life for people. So hopefully we can get more and more prepared.
Yeah, I think that that is the key that I have taken away, at least from the things that we learned in today's lesson. Oftentimes, the reason that these storms are causing so much damage isn't necessarily how big or strong they are, but more if people are prepared and know what to do.
Yeah, I know sometimes in the news, there's also conversation about where people live, that maybe there are certain areas where people just shouldn't live. It's too hard to protect them from these storms.
And of course, the conversation then will often go to poverty and if people can afford to live in another place or what kind of homes people are building.
All right, so these are difficult conversations, but either way, tropical cyclones, by whatever name you call them, can cause some trouble.
That's right. We're going to talk more about this in just a moment, friends. But right now, it's time for us to go to today's usage tip.
Hi, I'm Rex. 今天的 usage tip 要来看 it seems as if 加主词加动词的句型。As if 与 as though 通常可以互用，都用来引导一个子句。描述某种情况看起来或感觉起来好像什么什么什么。在正式的文体中，后面子句的时态可以表达不同的语气。如果描述的情况很可能是真的，则使用现在式。如果情况只是比喻，并且与现在的事实相反，则使用过去式。我们来看例句。It seems as if...The ancient forest hides secrets that no one has ever discovered. 这座古老森林似乎隐藏着无人知晓的秘密。
Friends, we've reached the end of our article, but let's take a moment before we go to look at our talk about it question for today. Have you ever been in a tropical cyclone? What was it like?
I definitely have. I've been in multiple of them.And most of the time, it doesn't cause that much trouble. I just try and make sure I stay in my house, and then the next morning, see how many trees have fallen over.
Yeah, a lot of times the damage that I see as well is with trees in places like parks. I do remember many years ago when I was in school at the southern part of the island, there was a big typhoon that came through, and it actually caused several big ships to wash up on the coast. Of course, the wind and the waves caused that to happen. So that's probably the biggest amount of damage I've seen happen.
Yeah, the first one that I experienced, I remember going outside with my roommates. We wanted a little snack from the convenience store, but it was kind of hard to walk forwards because the winds were so strong.
Yeah, it's not a good idea to go outside. If you know that a typhoon is coming, make sure you have what you need. Stay in your home and hopefully you'll have the day off of work.
Yeah, make sure you have plenty of water and convenient foods. Your water and your electricity might get shut off, so be prepared.
What has been your experience in dealing with cyclones, friends? It's something that you can talk about in English. That's all the time we have for today. My name is Anne Marie.
And my name is Garrett. We'll see you again next time, right here on Studio Classroom.
A good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts
a lifetime.